Jelly is lonely. And of course, I mean, jelly people are lonely. Jealous people, that is. Actual jelly people are never lonely because they're sweet and sticky and people either want to lick them or stuck to them. And that's weird, so I'm going to stop. But sometimes it's easy to avoid being jealous of someone, particularly when they're really good at something that you're super bad at. So, for example, I am not jealous of Olympic athletes, basketball players, whether they're Olympic or otherwise, professional cake decorators, people with exotic taxidermy collections, cave divers, antique furniture collectors. And okay, it's beginning to occur to me that it's easy to avoid being jealous of people when they're good at something that you don't want to do, regardless of skill level. But I still argue it's easier to resist jealousy when someone else is really good at something that I'm really bad at. So here are some examples, and these maybe I'm envious of, but not really jealous. People who can draw. And yes, I see the irony and or hypocrisy here because I literally draw webcomics, but it doesn't mean that I'm actually good at drawing, just that I'm unwilling to let my lack of skill stop me. I'm not really jealous of really good photographers or people who understand how semicolons work or physically attractive folks or singers who can melt your actual soul with their voices. And yes, I'm looking at you, every member of my immediate family, except for me. And then there's jealousy of possessions, which I don't think is really about the person who has the stuff, but more about your own lack of stuff. And maybe this is really covetousness. I think that's just another flavor of jealousy, though, so it counts even if it is a little bit different. And we don't really need a whole list because it's honestly usually just being jealous of people with money and jealous of the things that people with money have and do. And here's the deal. I really don't think I can help you with that last list because wanting more and more and more is a much deeper issue, and I think it's rarely solved by actually attaining those things. Although having more money is honestly usually nicer than being poor, so while it might not be the solution to all of life's problems, it's nice to have central air and a heated garage than it is to not have those things. Or I assume, because I really don't have either one. But that middle list of things that you wish you could do but other people are better, they can get pretty ugly pretty quick. And so if you're good at something or you're trying to do well at something and someone else is much better at it than you, it's easy to get bitterly jealous, especially when the other person is able to accomplish such things with minimal effort. And no, I'm not talking about people who work hard for years and then get accused of being overnight successes when they finally make it big. I mean those people who are like, "Oh, wow, I've never even tried water ski before. Check out this sick flip." Thankfully, those people are pretty rare and nobody likes them. Nobody likes you, Dave. Take my friend Jim, for instance. Jim and I actually have a lot in common. We're both old, we're both grumpy, we're both incredibly unattractive. All right, that went sideways pretty quick. Let me try again. Jim and I have quite a lot in common. We're both writers. We both like taking photos of birds. We both want to support ourselves and our loved ones using our creative abilities. And here's the thing. Jim posts photos like this all the friggin' time. Now, if you're listening to this on the podcast, I'll put a link to the tweet I'm talking about, but it's a picture that Jim posted of an eastern bluebird. It's just gorgeous. Anyway, he's also able to support himself using various creativity-based revenue streams, and he can grow a real mustache. It'd be easy for me to be jealous of what he's accomplished, even though I know that he's worked years to build the skill required to do what he does. Because that's the thing, jealousy isn't rational. And it's not even about the other person. Jealousy is frustration and disappointment in yourself and your situation. And to come back to my original point, jealousy is very lonely. And I use Jim as an example here because I'm not actually jealous of his accomplishments. I'm honestly super happy for him. But there are people who turn me green on a regular basis. And I'm not going to specifically mention any of them here because giving light to those demons only makes them stronger. And folks might be here and they might tell me like, "Oh, you're so much better than them. They suck." Or, "You know, you really shouldn't compare yourself to other people." And those responses aren't really helpful, even if they are true. Freaking Dave. Because jealousy isn't rational. So what I do, and what I recommend everyone consider their own version of, is to steal from those people. I should probably elaborate. How to steal like a winner. The nice thing about other people getting successful before you is that you can learn from all the bad choices they made along the way. This actually works for both of those people you're jealous of and those people that you're not. For example, if he could do it over again, Jim would probably never befriend that annoying guy from Michigan. Me. Seriously, though, there are so many things I've learned from Jim's success. The frustrations about social media platforms, the importance of personal online security. The dude gets death threats on the regular. How important it is to disregard hateful feedback. Heck, even his mustache. He taught me how to blow my nose when I grew my own sad face caterpillar a while back. I also have several friends who have published books. Some have self-published, some have used traditional publishing, and some have used multiple methods and multiple publishers. I have very smart and successful friends, I know. But even though I haven't written a book yet, I already know the pros and cons of each method. And I know what publisher I absolutely wouldn't use even if they wanted me. No, I won't tell you the company. But you can still learn from my thievery. Before you agree to publish with a company, talk to some authors who have already worked with them. Also, I've been hitting YouTube pretty hard recently, and the nature of YouTube means that you can see the progression of successful creators as they build their channels. Now, I know a few personally, but even if you don't know the individual people, you can see what things work for them and what things don't. This has been one of the most invaluable things for me, because I have learned that I really hate the narrow niche required for YouTube success. That doesn't mean I can't be successful on YouTube, but it means I have to put energies elsewhere too. This blog, for instance, and my review blog, and various podcasts I contribute to, and secondary YouTube channels, and silly tweets, and webcomics, and all those things help me to niche down in my main YouTube channel without feeling like I'm stifling myself. I wouldn't have known any of that if I didn't watch other successful creators and how they manage to be successful. So we can learn so much from those who are ahead of us, even if they frogged us on the way to getting there. So from the people I don't like, I learn what not to do. And from those I strive to emulate, I learn from their successes and their failures. Heck, in many ways, it's better to let people blaze the trail so it's easier for you to get to where they're going and let them stumble along the way. But even that isn't the healthiest way, in my opinion, to deal with jealousy. Just enjoy the beauty. And this isn't as difficult as it sounds. If we can focus on appreciating how well other people do things, we can pretty quickly turn our jealousy into admiration. This even works for if the people don't quote-unquote deserve it, in your opinion. Thank goodness they got lucky, right? Otherwise, they'd be struggling forever. Those photos you wish you could take, hey, at least you're getting to look at them. Photos can be magical, and sure, being able to take them is incredible, but you still get to experience the magic firsthand when you look at someone else's work. And we already do this. Have you ever watched the Olympics? We are so excited for those athletes who have devoted their lives to excellence. We will never be as good at their craft as they are, but that's okay because we get to see them be great. And this isn't reserved for Olympians. Are you jealous of Miley Cyrus's voice? Well, maybe instead focus on how great it is to hear her sing. Do you wish you could dance like, I don't really know any dancers, but if you have a dancing person in mind, isn't it great to just see them dance? The point is, jealousy is a very strong emotion, but many times it's easy to flip that strong negative emotion into admiration, which is a strong positive one. And that makes you a better person, one that someone might, admire.